This show is brought to you by Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Pepper and Spice, Madera Street, Royal's Takeaway at their two locations, Angleston and Cordo Avenue, Bahamas Faith Ministries, Carmichael Road, and Sign Island, Madera Street. Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Yeah, yeah, it's the birth of a ministry. First release from Crown of Victory. Selah.
Rise and shine for the glory of the Lord. He's risen upon you. When all I see is problems in my way, but no, I can't give up. The enemy is trying hard to break me down, to make me fall and hit the ground. But on God's word, I'll stand upon. Yeah, nothing can hold me down. Rebuke the lights from the enemy. From the enemy, God's turning it around. I'll rise up in glory. I'm gonna walk by faith and not by sight. Some stormy days or crying nights, I know God's making a way. He's not by power nor by might, so I'll never quit, give up the fight.
Clear victory, Jesus, give me life more abundantly. His death on the cross purchased my liberty. Jesus, living a poverty from my prosperity. So, listen to verse one and sing. Praise the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
Listen to the wrong thing.
Faith can move every mountain.
Get wisdom and understanding.
It's the principal thing. Every battle you know we don't win.
Rebuke the lies from the enemy. God's turning it around. I speak victory. Nothing can hold me down. Rebuke the lies from the enemy. God's turning it around. I'll rise up in glory.
The light of the Lord is everlasting. Listen to the message where wisdom brings. Stay in the word, get the right teaching. Come in, crown of victory and sing.
Nothing can hold me down.
Big up ZJ Dero.
Oh,
PRM songs from the rhythm.
Nothing can hold me down.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in from Crown of Victory featuring Wisdom, entitled Nothing Can Hold Me Down. And that right there was a big tune, man. Real big tune, man. Nice, sweet music, powerful message. I'm telling you, man, that right there is really, really good. Nothing can hold me down. And you know, once you got Christ on your side, man, you ain't got nothing to worry about, man. Don't care what people try, don't care what they say about you. At the end of the day, you shall rise and you shall overcome, man. You know, Wisdom and Crown of Victory are actually from Belize, but they're now living in LA. And Wisdom is a producer, he's a promoter, and he's working and networking with a lot of radio and TV people, marketing and promoting himself and other people who are on his team. Man, you guys just keep up the great work, man. I love what you guys are doing. Great quality music, man. Good stuff. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome the very gifted, the very anointed songwriter, producer, singer, pastor, husband, father, visionary, oh, so much more, good brother Travis Green. Pastor, welcome. How are you?
Mike D, doing great, man. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. It's an honor, of course.
Hey, Travis, welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Hey, Landlord, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, bro. Awesome, man. And you know your latest song, entitled Dependable, with Daryl Walls and Chandler Moore, is such a beautiful song, man. I love that tune there. You know, how did you guys pull that one off?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we, you know, recorded the song in the middle of a pandemic. Really wrote it because people needed to know that God was still, in fact, in control and in charge. Mm-hmm. And decided to do a live recording. We had the live recording, called Chandler up on stage with Daryl and myself, and just had so much fun. And the rest is history.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys lead that out, man.
Yeah, man. And that was a great collaboration, man. The musical chemistry was on point, man. Great song.
And, you know, your mom used to take you to see some of those people like Kirk Franklin and John P. Key when you were young, man. So she's a wonderful woman, man. You always loved that music. And, you know, I want to tell you this. Many years ago, you told me about how when you were 4 years old, you fell out of a four-story window and was declared gone, dead. And first mm-hmm. responders were there, you know, they declared you that. And your mother was praying for you and on the ground. And, you know, she just kept praying in the name of Jesus and, you know, them covering you up. And you were taken away and God saved your life. And you later told your mother that a man with a big hand caught you before you hit the ground. And you said his name, he told you his name was Jesus. Well, I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time. A few years later, I was visiting a church off of Cleveland Avenue in Atlanta. And a woman came into the church all excited. And she said a little boy fell off his porch balcony to the ground four stories down and he's okay.
Wow.
And so later on, I asked her to take me and my wife over there, and she took us over there to the apartment building, and I looked over the balcony. The back of the apartment was built on the edge of a small cliff, about 10 feet to the ground from the cliff, with large boulders and other rocks and tree limbs and all those type things, like a forest terrain. And the three-year-old boy, he fell off the balcony onto those rocks. And it really was about
wow.
five stories because the cliff that it was on the edge, it was like 10 feet. And so he was sitting on the sofa and a few minor scratches on his face and his arms. And I kneeled down to say, "You're going to be all right, man." I gave him some money and everything. And the three-year-old boy just kept saying over and over again, just repeating himself like he was trying to convince me. And he was saying this to everybody. A big hand caught me. A big
wow.
hand caught me. And there were other children on the balcony with him. They were playing, and they had a swing on it. He was putting his feet on the swing, and the swing knocked him off the balcony. So there were about four other children on the balcony, and they were like, nobody was down there. Nobody was there. Well, when he said, a big hand caught me, I immediately started thinking, oh, my God, that's the very same thing that happened to Travis.
Wow.
And I've been wanting to tell you that for a while now. What do you have to say
wow.
quickly about your experience and that three-year-old boy's experience?
Man, I think the one thing I can say is simply God is real. God is real, man. And I love that story, and I think it's a great reminder of the faithfulness of God and how he is still the same God of the Bible. He's still able to save. He's still able to deliver. He's still able to heal. And he still has miracle working power.
For real.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, man. You know, when I listen to you guys' story, it reminds me of a young lady who lives here in the Bahamas, and she had a similar situation like that. She fell off a balcony, you know, had a major head injury, but today she is serving the Lord 100%, man. And, you know, sometimes God allows us to go through the mess so we can have a powerful message. Amen. Good stuff, man. Travis, a big fan of yours from the Bahamas. She's one of the best makeup artists in the country, man. And her name is Lisa Sands, and she has a question for you. She would like to know, what inspired the song You Waited?
First of all, what's up, Lisa? Thank you so much for your question. The song You Waited came from really this idea that God would be patient enough to wait on us. And the more I thought about it, the more I was overwhelmed at the fact that, you know, he had the option not to be patient, but he was. And the same God that we praise for being a God of provision, of power, of purpose, is also a God of patience. And that's where the song came from.
Okay.
Lisa, Sam, thank you so much for your support, for your question, for your love. Pray many blessings over you, my friend.
Great method, Travis, you know, and we serve an amazing God, man, you know, and he never leaves us, you know, and he never forsakes us, and he is a God of second chances, man, and I am so grateful for that.
Brother, man, I'm telling you, Travis, Pastor, you are great, man. Just the anointing from God is just, oh, just great, man. And we just are behind you all the way. And thanks so much for joining us, Pastor Travis Green.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Mike D, landlord, to all my family and friends in the islands, Africa, all over. I got much love for you. Thank you for what you're doing and for continuing to spread the gospel. We definitely need it.
Most definitely, bro. Most definitely. And it was really great having you here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we wish you all the best. God bless.
Way you'll be there when they're not. Your love just keeps going, going without you, endless. You are dependable, God. Oh, I want to thank you, yeah.
Thank you for loving.
Oh, too much to leave.
You are dependable.
You are dependable.
You are dependable.
Travis Green is a very gifted songwriter, musician. You sometimes see him with his guitar strapped to his back. And, you know, he's a singer, a producer, a gospel artist extraordinaire. He touches people with his music ministry all around the world. And with his latest song, Dependable, he features Darryl Walls and Maverick City Music's Chandler Moore. And on Travis's album, Oil and Water, he features others like John P. Key, Kirk Franklin, Todd Delaney, Leandra Johnson, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, Kiara Sheard, Molly Music, Anthony Hamilton, and more. Brother Travis is a dedicated husband, father, and pastor of Forward City Church in Columbia, in the state of South Carolina, too. Yeah, Travis is busy, busy, busy. And we want to thank Travis Green for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
Nkosi Kwaku-Simonet, CEO and Operations Manager at Sign Island. Sign Island started from desperation. My wife went ahead and bought the first printer. I still have no idea how we are where we are. I owe it all to my staff and my customers. You need support. One man is not an island. You can't do it on your own. If you think you can do it on your own and you are succeeding, you can do even more with a little bit of support. The support I've got from my clients has been amazing.
Hey there, Milo Butler shoppers. Looking for amazing deals and weekly specials? Look no further. Milo Butler Mart offers you the opportunity to save each and every week on the freshest meats and produce daily, along with savings on cleaning supplies and grocery items. Not New Providence? We also ship to the Family Islands. Great deals, amazing savings, and weekly specials. Milo Butler Mart has got you covered. Check us out on Facebook at Milo Butler Mart or give us a call at 677-6397 for more information.
Landlord Travis Green, he's talented, creative, and innovative too. Wow, a great brother who loves the Lord.
Mike, all I can say about Travis Green is this guy is just a phenomenal gospel artist that always operates in excellence. And it was really great having him here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next, from out of the USA, is some other amazing gospel artists, the Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin.
Something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Every wound we carry will be healed. My eyes on the sun. Lord, your will be done.
Thine is the kingdom.
Beautiful each color that he made, yeah.
Maverick City Music was created out of a series of music camps in Atlanta, Georgia. Music camps with singers, songwriters, musicians, producers, and all coming together for the common cause of worship music. Naomi Raine and Chandler Moore are two outstanding lead singers from the supergroup, the platinum-selling, Grammy-winning Maverick City Music, and they join with the top-selling, multiple Grammy-winning gospel artist Kirk Franklin with the song Kingdom. The whole album, Kingdom Book One, is dedicated to raising awareness on the injustice of mass incarceration in the U.S.
Yeah, Mike, that Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin, that tune there, bad, man. Real talk, man. I'm really loving it. Great music. And, you know, Kirk Franklin, those, they just keep on doing big things, man. Great stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, then, Lord, start every day off with a smile. Praise God.
For real, Mike, you know, if you start with a smile, you will end with a smile. Real talk. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Travis Green for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our faithful and wonderful listeners, for always taking the time to follow and listen to us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is a young lady. Her name is Shanette Hepburn, and we recently, you know, met at an event where we both minister, and man, I'm telling you, this young lady, she could sing, man. She bring the fire down in the house, man, and she's actually from Nassau, Bahamas, and I want you guys to check out her tune, man. It's called Holy Ghost and Fire. You guys gonna love it. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
us with power, fill us with might to fight the enemy.
This show is brought to you by Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Pepper and Spice, Madera Street, Royals Takeaway at their two locations, Angleston and Cordo Avenue, Bahamas Fake Ministries, Carmichael Road, and Sign Island, Madera Street.